Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911. I'm a one-man car. My name is Jesse Romero. I'm a Catholic with a PhD in common sense. Jesus 911 really stands for Psalm 69, verse 2. Lord, make haste to help us. Lord, come to our assistance. That's what Jesus 911 actually means. So it's for every single person out there. All of us should be praying and asking Jesus to come and help us every single day. By the way, September is the month of Our Lady of Sorrows. We remember Mary suffering and her broken heart as she watched her innocent son ridiculed and mocked and put to death unjustly. Mary's our model. That's right. She's our model for uniting our sufferings to Christ on the cross. And also, the Blessed Mother gave birth to the church by her son Jesus Christ and accepting the will of the Father there in John chapter 19. She gave birth to the church. And so this month of Mary, I'm praying the Dolorosary. The Dolorosary has seven mysteries. The first one, it's called the Prophecy of Simeon. Number two, the flight into Egypt. Number three, Jesus lost in the temple. Number four, Jesus meets his afflicted mother. Five, Jesus is crucified. Six, Jesus is taken down. And seven, Jesus is laid in the tomb. Hey, I got a good news report I want to share with you. Somebody that sent us an email. Good news email. And it says, I had emailed Jesse a while back ago asking for a religious exemption, how to obtain a religious exemption. My daughter called me crying, very upset because she did not want the vaccine. We just want to thank you so much for your suggestions via VMPR Radio. So, she writes, with Banner Hospital, you had to answer four questions. There was no letter and no pastoral signature required. My daughter needed help with this requirement, so she logically came to me, her mom. And I pleaded with my spiritual mother, Mary, to intercede for me. I thank VMPR Radio so much because your list of points for a religious exemption helped me as well as the exemption letter from the Colorado bishops. Prior to these two findings, I was at a loss in my online research and had no idea how to legally argue for an exemption. I felt betrayed by our church and its leaders because nobody was out there helping us faithful Catholics stay faithful. But with your help at VMPR Radio and the Colorado bishops, I was able to logically present with proof why these vaccines can never be mandated to a faithful Catholic. I have always been one to do my homework above and beyond the requirement, and this project was no exception. As my daughter's lawyer, six pages of proof was turned in, so maybe they just looked at the length and said, well, approved. Whatever the reason, my daughter and I thank you for being leaders and staying strong in these difficult times. On a side note, my pastor, who is conservative, was vaccinated and caught the Chinese Wuhan virus. Thankfully, he recovered. After his recovery, to my dismay, he put in the bulletin how we should all get vaccinated and wear masks and stay 6 feet apart. Well, what good did the vaccination do to him? As Terry says, no one has any common sense anymore. I had immediately emailed my pastor, and after my daughter contacted me about her vaccine mandate, I never got a response. Now I know why. This is from a listener to VMPR Radio. She thanks us for giving her the tools to write a good letter and write an exemption letter, a religious exemption letter for her daughter who works at Banner Hospital. All right. Let's get right to today's topic. The Protestants wrote a pretty darn good article, and the article is called 21 Ways the Devil is Using the Democrat Party. I agree with the article wholeheartedly. And you'll see, the fact is, I've mentioned it before, is that the devil is very involved in politics. It's in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Paragraph 407. The devil maneuvers through our society through politics. Why? you got the earth movers there. You got the power players there. And he can maximize damage by using politicians. So the Protestants wrote a pretty good article here. It's on charismamagazine.com. First of all, let's remember 1 Peter 5:8, the first pope writes, "Be sober and watchful, because your adversary, the devil, walks around as a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." Verse 9, resist him. We're called to be part of the resistance movement right now. Resist the whole great reset. Resist this whole liberal progressive cabal from this weaponized medicine, weaponized FDA, weaponized CDC. So the article, I want to get right to the meat of it. The author says, "I lived in the D.C. area for 24 years, worked directly across from the White House, and taught Bible study weekly to 2,000 young people 10 minutes away. Positioned in the heart of the Capitol, we prayed for the government each meeting, as the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 4. Convinced of our call to stand against the schemes of the devil, as it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, for our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. On our watch, we witnessed the removal of a president and vice president for the first time in history." I won't say removal, I'll say stolen. The author writes, "The time has come to acknowledge spiritual realities. The devil is using the Democratic Party to try to destroy America." Oh, I 100% agree with this Protestant author. 100%. And by the way, let me give credit. It comes from charismanews.com. Charismanews.com. The Protestant author is called Larry Tomczak. Totally agree with what he said. He says, "The time has come to acknowledge spiritual realities. The devil is using the Democrat Party to try to destroy America. Our children will soon awaken in a nation unrecognizable to us today." Here's an example of the infiltration of the devil in our country. Remember the actor Christian Bale? I think it was last year during the Golden Globe Awards. By the way, the actor Christian Bale is a Democrat activist and the stepson of feminist Gloria Steinem. Recently, he gave thanks to Satan for helping him win his Golden Globe Award for his role in the movie Vice, basically a movie that destroyed the reputation of former Vice President Dick Cheney. It reminds me of C.S. Lewis' classic Screwtape Letters. The novice demon Wormwood likewise thanked his satanic life coach, Screwtape, for teaching him how to deceive unsuspecting humans. His diabolical advice was, quote, "The safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turns, without milestones, without signposts," close quote. While there's no perfect party or politician, I get that, because we're all sinners and all fall short of the glory of God. God-fearing Americans were asking for the first time, if the first time has come, to say sayonara to the Democrat Party. Well, I did that 30 years ago. The Democrat Party is morphing into a European secularist and socialist entity. It's become increasingly leftist and anti-capitalist, anti-free market. And in its pursuit of social justice and income equality, well, they don't care who they step on. The Democrat Party, they believe man is not sinful, but basically good. And so by wealth redistribution, freedom from repressive religion, and by progressive education, I guess we can all one day enjoy utopia. The Protestant author Larry Tomczak writes, "The Democrat Party's socialist economic initiatives are taking root, especially among millennials. Millennials are woefully uneducated on its tenets and the devastation it has brought hundreds of millions in history. They're seduced by the lofty yet unrealistic promises and lured and they're lured by charismatic politicians, often going unchallenged by the sympathetic anti-Trump media. A current example is the Green New Deal. Look at these four bullets on the Green New Deal. See if you agree with it. Full employment, and if you dislike your job, you depart, and the government gets you another, you cannot be fired. Number two, free health care. Number three, free tuition from pre-K through college. Number four, affordable housing for all with rent control and inability to be evicted. This will fix climate problems and income inequalities. That's what they promise. Who's behind this? New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's the party's new star. She's the symbol and proponent of democratic socialism. She told 60 Minutes she was a radical. She advocated for free health care for everyone, and proposed a top tax rate of 70%, just like in the UK. Right now, at the present moment, we're already at $22 trillion debt, which could quickly explode from this delusional scheme the Democrats want to foist upon us. They could devastate our country to the point where we could collapse our economy and result in rioting like in Venezuela. Great article, Spiritual Warfare Wednesday. Article written by a Protestant talking about, and I'll get to those points in segment two, 21 reasons, 21 points that Satan has controlled the Democrat Party.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911. My name is Jesse Romero. I'm back. I am back. Yep. There's a great article here by a Protestant writer by the name of Larry Tomczak. It's 21 ways that the Democrat Party is being used by Satan. Very good article. Let me get right to the bullets, the 21 bullets. But let me preface it with what this Protestant author writes. He says this: my parents were Democrats, and I grew up as a boy having a positive view of President Truman and Kennedy. I was shocked and saddened when I later discovered the history of the Democratic Party as a party of slavery, secession, and segregation. Same thing happened with me. As I watched the ascent of extremism, socialism, and godless secularism in its ranks, I'm alarmed with millions of patriotic Americans at the trajectory of its politicians, policies, and platform. Attractive on the surface, but dangerous in their outer working. House Speaker Pelosi stated in USA Today on January 3rd, the top two generational challenges of our time are reducing income disparity and combating climate crisis. Are you kidding me? Is this woman lost her mind? Larry writes, well, we should all strive to be good stewards of the environment. We must be discerning not to succumb to hysteria based not on scientific empirical evidence, but from Al Green's theories and disproven myths, catapulting him to multi-millionaire status. Well, so let me get right to the meat of it. The 21 areas that reveal the Democrat Party positions are basically being influenced by the devil. Or as the title of the article says, 21 ways the devil is using the Democrat Party to destroy America. Great title. Great title for this article. Here they are. Number one, the radical redistribution of wealth. Remember what St. Paul says in the Bible? Whoever does not work should not eat. Whoever does not work should not eat. That's what the Bible teaches. But the Democrat Party believes in radical redistribution of wealth. They want to turn us into another Venezuela. Number two, aggressive climate change initiatives. Which, again, you know who's in charge of the climate? God, not science. There's nothing any man can do to call down the rain or to make it a sunny day. The only person that's in charge of the climate, of the weather, is God himself. And God has given us four seasons, and God will give us what we need and what we deserve. I don't buy into that phony science, that political science of climate change. That's why you'll find in a lot of contracts, for example, it'll say, like, if your house was destroyed by fire or you know, by flood or earthquake, it says, well, you can't collect because that's an act of God. So a lot of contracts even recognize that the natural forces, that nature itself is controlled by divine providence, God, and it's in the contract where it'll say, you know, earthquakes are not covered under this contract because it's an act of God. Number three, complete takeover of healthcare by federal government plus inclusion of all illegal immigrants. Okay? So they want to take the best healthcare industry in the world and they want to federalize it, and all of us will just become little cogs in the wheel, little widgets on a conveyor belt. Number four, open immigration policy with full acceptance of all children and relatives, no border walls, entrance requirements, e-verifier penalties for those refusing deportation, disregarding the rule of law and full support for sanctuary cities, neglecting national security, and allowing George Soros-funded anarchy to crash our immigration system. All somebody has to do is read the Catechism on immigration. And our catechism is very clear. If you read the church's teachings on immigration, guess what? That's exactly what Donald Trump was following. Donald Trump's immigration plan was basically cut and paste from the Catechism of the Catholic Church's section on immigration, paragraph 2241 of the catechism. Read paragraph 2241 of the catechism, and then look at what Donald Trump was doing to this country. He was following the Catholic catechism on immigration. And obviously, Joe Biden and the Democrats are not. They've got this open border, George Soros anarchist policy. Number five, 21 ways the devil is using the Democrat Party to destroy America. Number five, government control over corporate profits. That's not good. That's an attack on the free market. That's an attack on the people's incentive to make money or to become entrepreneurs. Number six, of the 21 ways the devil is using the Democrat Party to destroy America. Number six, progressive taxes on the upper middle class and above. Number seven, legalization of recreational marijuana. And I would even say medical marijuana. There's no medicine behind it. There's no medical benefits. It's just an excuse to get high, and you get some quack doctor to give you a note that says that you're depressed. I've written a whole book. It's called What's Wrong with Marijuana, 50 Questions and Answers. If you want to get the straight dope, no pun intended, on marijuana, just go to my website, jesseromero.com. I think I'm the only Catholic in America that dares to write about this topic. It's called 50 Questions and Answers on Marijuana. I give you the scientific, the philosophical, theological, biblical, federal law. I give you the dangers of marijuana. It's absolutely dangerous. It goes against the Word of God. Number eight, implementation of comprehensive LGBTQ agenda, just call it the Sodom and Gomorrah agenda, including indoctrination of children in schools, transgender initiatives, gender reassignment surgery, and removal of any sexual discrimination in the workplace and schools, disregarding conscious objections, thanks to the Democrat Party. That's all the Democrat Party right there. Number nine, ninth way the devil's using the Democrat Party to destroy this country. Number nine, taxpayer abortion on demand until birth with full funding of Planned Parenthood. The devil loves death. He loves killing people, and so do the Democrats. They love death. The father of lies, John 8:44, he's a murderer and a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. and he's got a political party to do his work. Number 10, major defense spending cuts with money redistributed to entitlements. Major defense spending. Our enemies around the world are laughing at us. Half our military is probably going to drop out because they're being forced to take the jab. They're just going to resign. They're going to terminate. We're going to have the weakest military in the history of the United States, in the history of our country, in short time, because of these forced jabs. And all these other countries, our enemies around the world, are going to be licking their chops. Number 11. Comprehensive gun control. Yeah, they want the only people to have guns are the government, not the citizens. Well, guess what? If you look, if you've ever heard the word democide, democide means death by governments. You'll find that the largest killings historically have been done by governments. When government goes rogue, they kill thousands and millions of people. And guess what? Those people that they kill are unarmed. Number 12. Liberal, not originalist judges on the Supreme Court and federal courts. Yeah, they want to pack the courts with a bunch of lefties. Number 13. Alignment and support for radical feminist agenda and marches. Number 14. Increased censorship of hateful conservative thought on social media. 15. Liberalized voting standards to include fraudulent practices and everyone the party deems as disenfranchised. 16. Partnership with Palestinian terrorists. 17. Alignment with the United Nations and European transnationalism initiatives promoting one world globalism rather than nationalism with international cooperation. One world globalism, that'll bring in the Antichrist. 18. Euthanasia physician assisted suicide. 19. Taxpayer-funded child care and college tuition. 20. Elimination of the Electoral College. 21. Reestablishing of Iranian nuclear deal alongside increased protection for Islamic rights in America and abroad at the expense of Israel's safety. This is America under the Democrat Party. One generation ago, the Democrat Party would not have recognized its own party platform today. It's become radicalized. The Democrat Party has now become hostile to biblical values and religious freedoms. They're disrespectful to the great institutions like the church. They're unashamed in using profanities and employing intimidation in the media and the public square. Their laws are irrational, lawless, dishonest, many times go against the Constitution, hypocritical, corrupt. And remember what they did at the Brett Kavanaugh hearing? Talk about mean-spirited. They're also flippant in dismissing due process, which is one of the foundational pillars of this country. They're also disrespectful of the sanctity of life, and also they're disrespectful of the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman. Well, here's the deal. We've watched this party morph from the 1960s to the present moment to what it is today. John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy and Scoop Jackson would not recognize the party today. Absolutely not. So guess what? Extraordinary circumstances require extraordinary measures. We must fight back and resist. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says God Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Come out from among them and be separate. What do I mean by that? Come out from among the Democrat Party, Catholics, and be separate from them. Let's not forget that the devil is a defeated foe. And no matter how destructive his influence is on the Democrat Party and politics at this critical time, remember what Psalm 24, verse 1 says, the earth belongs to the Lord and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Jesus 911. We'll be moving on to why do Satanists, why do they want to take down the Texas abortion bill? Up next.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, one man in a car. My name's Jess Romero. Can you imagine the Texas abortion bill? We're seeing some victories in the culture of life around the country for patriots, conservatives, and people of faith. But it looks like the Democrats now are using Satanists. Hopefully, these Satanists may be the last hope to take down the Texas abortion bill. Can you imagine? A lot of people thought that Satanists are just, you know what, it's just a bunch of misfits that worship the devil and that are on their way to hell. Now, it's a little bit more than that. These Satanists are involved in politics. And here's what's interesting. All the political positions that these Satanists take, guess what? Guess what party they align themselves with? They align themselves with the Democrat Party. Every time Satanists take an issue in the public square, they align themselves with the Democrat Party. I'm just saying, that's just the way it is. Yep, Now, this article, it was written by a progressive, Nicole Goodkind. She's not conservative. She's a progressive liberal. I'll point out some of the biases, but the meat of the article is what I want to put out. She writes, and this is a liberal writing this article, "The state of Texas, with approval from the U.S. Supreme Court, instituted the most draconian," so there she's showing her liberal bias, that Texas's laws are strict and cruel and rigorous and draconian. So she writes, yeah, "The state of Texas instituted the most draconian set of anti-abortion laws." Instead of saying pro-life, of course, you can tell the bias of this journalist. In the last 50 years, while pro-choice, they'll never say pro-abortion, while pro-choice advocates scramble to save what's left of Roe versus Wade in Texas, their salvation may come from an unexpected place, the Satanic Temple. So, for the Democrats in Texas, the Satanic Temple is here to the rescue. The article says, the Satanic group based out of Salem, Massachusetts, has filed a letter with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration arguing that their members should be allowed to access abortion pills without regulatory action. The temple is attempting to use its status as a religious organization because, by the way, they have they're recognized to have nonprofit status by our government. So, the Satanic Temple is trying to use its status as a religious organization to claim its right to abortion as a faith-based right. The Satanic group argues that they should have access to the abortion pills for religious use through the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was created to allow Native Americans access to peyote for religious rituals. So under these rules, the Satanic Temple is arguing that they should be granted those same rights to use abortifacients for their own religious purposes. The author writes, the author is now quoting the spokesperson for the Satanic Temple, Lucian Greaves. He's one of the spokespersons of the Satanic Temple. And he says this rather sarcastically. "I am sure Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who famously spends a good deal of his time composing press releases about religious liberty issues in other states, will be proud to see that Texas's robust religious liberty laws, which he so vociferously champions, will prevent future abortion rituals from being interrupted by superfluous government restriction meant only to shame and harass those seeking an abortion, close quote. That was written by the spokesperson of the Satanic Temple, Lucian Greaves. Satanists, what do they believe? They hold bodily autonomy and science sacrosanct. And abortion rituals are an important part of the Church of Satan and their beliefs. So Lucian Greaves says the battle for abortion rights is largely a battle of competing religious viewpoints. And our viewpoint as Satanists is that the non-viable fetus is part of the impregnated host is fortunately protected under the religious liberty laws. Oh, excuse me, that was Texas position. That was Texas position. By the way, last year the Supreme Court refused to hear a case from Satanists to overturn Missouri's abortion laws, but the group is hoping that an appeal to the federal government would make a difference. And in the past few years, the Satanic Temple, which was about 300,000 followers, protested. This is how active they're involved in politics. And it's always leftist politics that the Church of Satan is involved in, or the Temple of Satan. Remember a couple of years ago, they protested. And by the way, they have about 300,000 members in the country. So they're not small. They're growing. That's just the ones that we know about. There's probably a lot of closet Satanists as well. But a few years ago, they protested a Ten Commandments monument that was erected outside of the Arkansas Capitol. And what did they do? The Satanists erected their own statue, a bronze satanic goat monster by the name of Baphomet, who we reject, renounce, and rebuke in Jesus' name. They put that satanic goat monster next to a statue of the Ten Commandments. And also, not too long ago, in the Illinois Capitol Rotunda, the Satanists, the Church of Satan, the Temple of Satan, they were able to install a statue of an arm holding an apple with a snake coiled around it, right next to a Christmas nativity scene and a Hanukkah menorah. The state of Illinois is required by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution to allow temporary public displays in the state capitol, so long as these displays are not paid for by taxpayer dollars. That's what a sign said next to the statue. And because the first floor of the Capitol Rotunda is a public place, state officials cannot legally censor the content of speech or displays. The United States Supreme Court has held that public officials may legally impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions regarding displays and speeches, but no regulation can be based on the content of the speech. So in spite of its name, the Satanic Temple largely stands as a political activist institution, basically an arm of the Democrat Party, with the intent to fight the proliferation of the Christian religion in U.S. policy and law. Make no bones about it. That's exactly what they're up against. That's exactly what they're going against. They're going after the Catholic faith and Protestants, and again, anybody who would don the name of Christian. So, do the Satanists look at, well, how do Satanists look at abortion? How do they look at abortion? Or how can I prove that abortion really is demonic? Well, the spiritual dimension of this grisly business, if you want to call it, abortion, it's the systematizing of ritual blood sacrifice to the god of child murder, Moloch, who we reject, rebuke, and renounce in Jesus' name. Moloch, who we know of from the severe condemnations of him in the Old Testament, this demon of murder appears in many forms and cultures throughout history. Phoenician culture, Carthaginian, Canaanite, Celtic, Indian, Aztec, and others. Now in America. But this demon god that loves child sacrifice is... The problem is that he has an insatiable appetite for the death of innocent people. And this demon god seeks public endorsement to justify his gruesome deeds. And guess what? This demon god now has a whole political system, a whole political machine behind him, and even a satanic movement in this country behind him. What is this? What is this Old Testament demon god of murder like? Child murder, ritual blood sacrifice. The modern abortion industry offers ritual blood sacrifice to the ancient abortion demon. It is in every way a demonic religion, abortion. It has its sacred dogma, choice. It has its ruling hierarchy, Planned Parenthood. It has its theologians, feminist ideologues. It has its sacrificing priesthood, abortionists. It has its temples, abortion mills. It has its altars, surgical tables. It has its ritual victims, babies and women secondarily. It has its acolytes and sacristans, clinic workers and death escorts. It has a congregation, all supporters of abortion. And it has its own unifying principle of sacramental grace, that's money. In short, the abortion industry is a perfect demonic system which offers a perverse form of worship to the devil. Yep. Thomas Jefferson said, quote, to compel a man to furnish funds for the propagation of ideas which he believes and abhors is sinful and tyrannical. Abortion clinics are simply satanic places of worship. And every abortion that's committed is a blood sacrifice to Satan, and it's a blood sacrifice that empowers demons. Absolutely, positively. And then isn't it interesting that who's always coming out and shilling for the Democrat Party? Satanists and witches. In fact, I'm even looking at an article here. It says, Satanists and Witches for Biden. An article out of Front Page Magazine. The fact is, as Catholics, we've got to resist. We've got to fight back. We can't cave in. Watch your six. Watch your back. Resist. Jesus 911. We'll be back. Don't change that dial.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911. This is the show where Jesus Christ is Lord. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the Queen Mother. We are part of the Church Militant, and it doesn't matter what the world throws at us. We will resist and fight back, and we will persevere to the end because we know that victory has already been accomplished on Calvary. We just have to win the personal victories in our own life. We must stand up for Jesus with our lives, with our lips, and with our love. This next topic goes to show you that the devil never sleeps. And by the way, don't think that anybody, you know, said, well, he's a bishop. There's no way a bishop or, you know, or a priest can be taken down by the devil. Not true. Not so fast. There's a story, very sad. The resignation of a Catholic bishop in this fog of mystery has disappeared. He resigned, and a lot of people were wondering, why did a 52-year-old Catholic bishop, Xavier Novell of Solsona, Spain, why did he resign? Why did he disappear all of a sudden, this fog of mystery? Well, now, after the fog of mystery has dissolved, now we know why he resigned. He was having an affair with a 38-year-old Satanist. Her name is Sylvia Caballol. Sylvia Caballol. She's a psychologist, mother of two children, divorced from an Arab husband, And she's an author of erotic satanic novels. In fact, one of her books actually says, this book is not suitable for those under 18. What, you know, that's the warning on the book. Not suitable for those under 18. So this female, Sylvia Caballol, Satanist, has taken down one of the shepherds of the church. The oldest tactic on earth, sexual sin. And this is one of the successors of the apostles. I mean, a priest or bishop getting seduced by a sinful woman, that's bad enough. That's bad enough. But a priest or bishop getting seduced by a satanic woman, a Satanist, that's scandalous. Who, by the way, Satanists like this woman, Sylvia Caballol, they're perfectly possessed. This now bishop that's resigned, Bishop Xavier Novell, by uniting his body with hers, is not obviously not only committing mortal sin. One mortal sin invites a demon. Just one. But it also, having sexual relations with somebody who's a Satanist, you also get soul ties and demonic transference. So this guy, this 52-year-old ex-bishop Xavier Novell, this guy's in a world to hurt. This Sylvia Caballol lives in Manresa, Spain, where St. Ignatius of Loyola wrote his spiritual exercises. And, you know, typical bio of hers, you know, she's got all these classes on sexology and anti-stress techniques, yoga, Islamic religion. She calls herself an inveterate reader of romantic and erotic novels. So this Bishop Novell, met Sylvia in some leadership class, and the rest is history. I'll tell you what's even more sad. Over in Manresa, which is a city in Spain, this is where Bishop Novell is now living with his lover, his satanic lover, Sylvia Caballol. They live in Manresa, Spain. That's very famous city made famous by Saint Ignatius of Loyola. There's also another famous female heretic there, a Catholic nun who's a heretic. Her name is Sister Lucia Caram. She also lives in Manresa, Spain. She spews out pure heresy. But again, now this bishop and his satanic lover, they're cohabitating in Manresa, Spain. May the graces and the prayers of Saint Ignatius of Loyola fall upon this bishop and this Satanist, and bring them to conversion. Amen. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, June 1st, 1821. She said the following about bishops. She said this. I saw the bishops of the world, their faults towards religion showed itself to me through external deformities. Only few bishops were perfectly sound, close quote. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, June 1st, 1821, in a prophecy that she says that God showed her all the bishops of the world, and she said only few bishops were perfectly sound. This is a major victory for the devil, for the kingdom of darkness, to take down a Catholic bishop like this. And to take, again, it's bad enough that a priest or a bishop would get seduced by a woman. That's sinful enough because they're breaking their vows. But a bishop who's one of the generals of the Catholic Church, who gets seduced by a satanic woman. Satanic women are perfectly possessed. This is scandalous. And this bishop's soul, it just pains me to think his soul is in incredible jeopardy. St. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 7, that when you unite your body with a prostitute, you become one with her. Well, you become one with her. She's perfectly possessed. That means there's going to be demonic transference. All the spiritual junk that she carries, this bishop is now going to receive. It's called soul ties in spiritual warfare. When you're fornicating with somebody that's a Satanist or that's diabolically afflicted in some way, shape, or form, what you do is you're opening yourself to all the spiritual baggage that they have. It will now be transferred over to you. We've been warned, again, that the devil would go after. The devil will go after our generals. Think about it. Why would the devil want to go after? Well, of course, he's going to go after lay people in some way, shape, or form through just regular, ordinary temptation. But he wants to go after the big guns. And who are the big guns? The big guns are the generals, the bishops. The big guns are the priests. That's who he wants to go after. And many people don't realize that that the devil does have a preference for going after our bishops. Remember the apostles, they were the first bishops of the Catholic Church. That's the word apostle is in the book of Acts chapter 1. It calls an apostle an episcopate, which means a bishop. So an apostle is a bishop. That's what they are according to the Greek usage of the word. Well, I'll tell you something. Judas was an apostle, and the Bible tells us in John chapter 13, verse 27, Satan entered into Judas's heart. Did you catch that? Judas is a bishop. He's an apostle. And at the Last Supper, the Bible says Satan entered into his heart. Jesus even warned, remember, Jesus chose the 12 apostles himself. And he says in John 6:70, did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil? Wow. Notice, even one of God's chosen can fall away from the faith and apostatize. Even one of God's chosen can reject God and invite Satan through an act of their own free will. Luke chapter 22, verse 3, then Satan entered Judas, the one surnamed Iscariot, who was counted amongst the 12. There it is. The devil could enter a bishop. One mortal sin is an invitation for the diabolical. One. Our Lady of La Salette warned us about the way that the devil would go after our priest. She said in 1858, she said, quote, this, God gave her this revelation, priests, my son's ministers, priests, by their evil life, by their irreverence and their impiety in celebrating the holy mysteries, love of money, love of honor and pleasures, priests have become sewers of impurity. Yes, priests call forth vengeance, and vengeance is suspended over their heads. Woe to priests and to persons consecrated to God who by their infidelities and their evil life are crucifying my son anew again. The sins of persons consecrated to God cries to heaven and calls for vengeance. The heads, the leaders of the people of God have neglected prayer and penance, and the devil has darkened their minds. They have become those wandering stars which ancient devils will drag with his tail to destruction. Well, what do we have to do? Live in a state of grace. Pray a rosary every single day. Go to Mass as often as possible. Implement a life of prayer and fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays. Monthly confession. Pray the rosary every day. Those are the stones of King David. This is our Esther moment. We were destined. We were born for such a time as this. We must resist. There is no choice for us. As for me and my house, we will follow the Lord. Whatever the world throws at us, bring it on. We will follow Jesus Christ. We will not bow down our knees to these false gods. We will only bow to God, the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. America, wake up. Don't hit the snooze button. Jesus is coming back one day. Make sure that before you die, you leave it all out on the field. Know your Catholic faith. Live your Catholic faith. Spread your Catholic faith. And remember, if you're breathing and you got two legs, you're called to holiness. Holiness first, till I'm under the earth. That's a wrap. EOW, end of watch, Jesus 911. Up next, Gary Machuda, Hands On Apologetics, coming to you from the Midwest Command Center. Well, Jesse Romero, see you next Christ time. Next time, same Christ time, same Christ channel. God bless you. God love you. Keep the faith. Pray America great again.